The Ministry of Education's mantra, every child can learn, every child must learn, is receiving support with the upgrading of multimedia software at the Listomere Gilby High School for the Deaf. The software, UTouch 2, was recently launched at the school based in Pepin, St. Andrew. It was developed by the University of Technology, UTech, and is an upgrade of the UTouch software provided to the institution in 2014.
When you are not able to communicate effectively, it doesn't mean your brain is not active and fully functional. And so many people might underestimate the capacity of our deaf and hard of hearing persons to be able to contribute. So this innovation that seeks to bridge the gap, the communication gap, is one that is a very important one.
Acting President of UTech, Professor Colin Giles. UTouch 2 uses both Jamaican Sign Language and Standard English to enhance reading and comprehension skills among deaf and hard of hearing students at the pre-primary to high school levels. Professor Giles says development of the software is part of the university's thrust to offer solutions to challenges of national significance.
I understand that elements of the new version of the software include the use of animations, text, and video to introduce prepositions and a demonstration of their use in sentences.
He says there's a possibility for further expansion to include the addition of more modules, as well as online and offline access and social media applications.
I urge the teachers and students at Listomere Gilby School for the Deaf to take full advantage of this wonderful tool and trust that as the research continues, that our collaboration will grow from strength to strength.
Principal at Listomere Gilby High School, Audrey Watson, says the UTouch 2 initiative will certainly boost learning at the institution.
I think it's a big move for our students. Students are visual learners, and a lot of our students are not equipped with their computers at school, yes, but not at home. So this will help them.
Mrs. Watson has expressed thanks to UTech for the software upgrade, which she says will allow the student population to learn more. And executive officer at the Jamaica Association for the Deaf, Dr. Iris Souter, has welcomed the initiative, noting that it is in keeping with advances in deaf education.
Because we are in a period of time in deaf education where we speak of a bilingual approach, that we recognize that every deaf individual, to be literate, must have a solid command of two major languages. English, standard English in its written form, and sign language for their conversational language.
Dr. Souter describes the software as an invaluable contribution by UTech. The project is expected to improve the likelihood of the beneficiaries satisfactorily completing their secondary education and benefiting from higher learning. It is also anticipated that it will improve the status of local sign language. The initiative has the potential to assist the entire local deaf and hard of hearing community, estimated at 75,000 persons, including adult learners, while improving the pedagogical strategies employed by teachers for quality output.
When you take you and make fashion, you can't eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you've developed or have come up with that can benefit the whole of we? Then enter the National Innovation Competition, where individuals, companies, and institutions can win cash awards for their innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-1771-4. Applications closes September 30.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.